In Iowa, with its vast amount of countryside, fields, and farmland, farming was a common job in the early 20th century. Farmers didn't make much, so my great-grandfather and his brother John were farmers at the time, saving up money to visit the homeland of their grandfather, who was very exciting. They traveled to the west of Ireland, where the grandfather was from. West Ireland was an absolutely beautiful place, with green fields and small marketplaces to explore. Great-grandpa and Uncle John finally got to see where their family was from. I can only imagine how exciting this pilgrimage must have been for them to see where their grandfather had actually grew up. They decided to go look around and get gifts for the family. My great-grandfather was looking around the shop and found something that caught his eye, a bracelet. He looked at the bracelet with interest. It had beads made of a green stone called Colomara marble, which comes from prehistoric times in the area of West Ireland. The gold Celtic cross at the end. It was a rosary bracelet, a bracelet used in church for prayer. It had 15 beads in the cross. Coming from an Irish Catholic family, the bracelet was a perfect gift, so he bought it. When they returned home, great-grandpa gave the rosary bracelet to his youngest daughter, my grandmother, Jean, as a token of his affection for her. When she grew up, she gave it to her daughter, my mother, as a gift. It is a prized family heirloom to remember where my family is from and how we got here. We take pride in Irish heritage, so still having this bracelet is very special to us. I'm so glad that we still have it in our family so I can get a piece of Ireland. So I can see where my ancestors are from.